Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Town criers went the way of tricorns, muskets, broadsides, and butter churns, right? Avishai Artsy brings us this modern look at those who still would publicly pronounce loudly.
No one makes an entrance like a man in colonial costume clanging a big brass bell. It's a rainy Saturday afternoon, and a crowd of about 100 sit on folding chairs under a white tent facing a stage.
My name is Redmond O'Colonies, American champion crier and host for the competition.
A few yards behind Redmond are the six competitors, clutching gold scrolls and shifting nervously in their puffy shirts, breeches, and tricorn hats. It's all part of Hillsborough, New Hampshire's first annual Living History event.
Our roots are traced back to the ancient Greek runners who took messages from one community to another. The first mention of a town crier is in the Doomsday Book, circa 1075 or 76, and we never went away despite these upstart new medias such as print, radio, television, and internet.
Redmond O'Colonies might be town crying's greatest ambassador. Born Redmond O'Connell, he was an environmental activist when, in 1991, he played a town crier for a rally in Martinez, California. That's when he found his calling, so to speak. He's since been named American Champion Crier twice and was a founder and president of the American Guild of Town Criers. He's traveled the world, popped up at wedding proposals, greeted cruise ships, and has hung out with celebrities like Robin Williams and Dame Edna.
The good town crier is able to get the word across in as efficient a way as possible, needs presence, be able to command attention in this world of ever-decreasing attention spans.
Picturesque town of Hillsborough in the beautiful state of New Hampshire.
Prior to today's competition, contestants drew names from a hat. The first up is Richard McNamara, a nutrition counselor from Hillsborough. This is McNamara's first time playing a town crier, and he's clearly enjoying the role.
I was up in the center of town, what they call the Village of Hillsborough Center today, and they asked me to come up, and I just kind of walked around with the bell and kind of announced some of the events that were going to take place just, you know, off the top of my head. And the kids really perk up, and they listen, they look at you. And, of course, I'm dressed in a little bit of a costume here, so I think children like that, and I suppose adults like it as well. But you can really see the children, they really become animated when they see someone in the persona of a town crier.
Other competitors have years of experience. Michael Plosky is a small-town post office employee. He's played a town crier for 6 years at the Newmarket Heritage Festival.
One of my favorite memories from town crying in Newmarket was 1 year the people that made the Segway showed up, and they have pictures of me in the town crier outfit with the bell riding the Segway.
The youngest contestant is 10-year-old Matthew Otten. He adapted his speech from a fourth-grade paper on Franklin Pierce, the only U.S. president to come from New Hampshire.
During his presidential campaign, one of his slogans was, "First you were Polked, now you are Pierced." If I was old enough to run for president myself, I might take after this fellow Hillsborough citizen, Pierce, and my slogan would be, "All the other candidates' choices may be rotten, but not me. I'm Matthew Otten, not to be forgotten."
A panel of judges scores the contestants on accuracy, creativity, sustained volume, clarity, bearing, and elegance. The first round is too close to call, so Redmond declares a second round. He's written topics on scraps of paper and invites each contestant to pull one from his hat.
And talk for as close to 1 minute on the subject that's on the paper.
Look at that. Look at their faces.
Always expect the unexpected.
With looks of anguish, the contestants take their turns, speaking on esoteric topics including, but not limited to, clowns, hot dogs, weeds, and junk.
This is going surprisingly well. I mean, this is not easy to extemporize. Michael, 1 minute, please, on gloves.
Gloves. We all love gloves. They keep our hands warm in the wintertime.
It's a little painful for everyone involved, but for Redmond, who leads workshops on public speaking, these moments can be transformative.
What do we fear most? We fear speaking. And why do we fear that? Well, what is it? We fear being judged by others. And so with that in mind, once I had intellectualized that, I said, I can choose to be above and beyond their judgment.
The competition wraps up, and Hillsborough resident Michael Bradley wins first place for his cry on the creation of a U.S. Department of Peace and his improvised speech on flies. Redmond said he was impressed with the results, though a little dismayed at the turnout.
At some stage we had 12 criers, potential criers signed up, and on the day we only had 6. So I think the weather, and maybe possibly some nerves, but had they come down and met with me, I would have been there to encourage and to give them, you know, give them advice, to tell them, go out there and give it your best shot.
Hillsborough plans to hold its Living History event again next year, and perhaps if they can effectively get the word out, there will be the second annual Town Crier competition. For Only a Game, I'm Avishai Artsy.
Oye! 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 Sit ye up and list ye well.
Avishai Artsy's story about contemporary town criers will be featured in this week's program. We'll also project an intriguing World Series matchup. How do you like a freeway series pitting the Angels against the Dodgers? I'll be talking with Clay Callum about the ongoing WNBA postseason, and I'll also be talking with Sports Illustrated senior writer Richard Hoffer about his new book, Something in the Air, American Passion and Defiance in the 1968 Mexico Olympics. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.